Okay. So we're playing Central 3 again. And I'm basically where we stopped last episode. I just killed the thing that was attacking us. It's lying dead on the ground in front of me. Let me try and... Oh, I can kick it. Okay, here we go. Cutscene time, I guess. Heather's walking down some stairs. Oh, back into the apartment. And there's a dude. The detective dude?
I don't know what to say.
Then don't say anything.
He's referring to the dead...
Fine.
Dad?
Just get out of here and leave me alone already!
Calm down. I just...
Calm down? How am I supposed to do that? My father is dead! He's murdered! Get out! This is all your fault! If it weren't for you...
Sorry.
Then go!
To make you feel better, I will.
All right. So what now? We're still together.
Okay like this.
What else can I do? There's no one here to give him a decent burial.
We like laid him on his bed and put a sheet over it and some flowers, I guess. And I was standing in front of it like it's a burial.
What's in Silent Hill?
What? No way.
I don't know.
I didn't know this. I mean, I don't know anything about this game.
Is it safe?
Of course it isn't.
We're actually going to Silent Hill? This is great.
I don't know what kind of hell is waiting for me there, but I've got no other choice.
But why though?
I don't care about God or paradise. If that's what she believes, then fine. But she won't get away with what she did.
Sorry about the audio levels. It's like weird. One time it's peaking, the other time it's...
I'll kill her myself.
Oh, whatever.
Revenge doesn't solve anything.
Maybe not, but that's what I'm going to do.
How did you get there?
None of your business.
I'll give you a ride.
Don't need your help.
Yeah, but it's too far to walk. Besides, I'm partly responsible for this. I'll bring the car around back. Come by and you finish saying goodbye.
You know, you might die too.
That's fine. Nobody's gonna cry over my grave.
Okay, and we can move. And the music just looped. Well, sure. That's bookshelf. There's nothing unusual about it. There's nothing odd about the TV or the VCR. So yeah, we're just in Dad's bedroom, I guess. Let's check out Dad on the bed below the sheet. I'll find that woman and make her pay. I promise I will. Oh shit, then I clicked. Fuck. You know what sucks, Silent Hill? That you can skip text with the fucking directional movement thingies. Because that happens. Oh, there's a nice close-up of the flowers when we approach them. Anyway, let's go to the bathroom. There's a toilet here. Ugh, this bathroom is fucking filthy. There's nothing we can do here. Even though the camera angle is like weirdly top down. leaving. We're in the living room again. I want to give you like an update on what's been going on with me, but like this music is too present for me to do that right now. There's no need to go back on the roof. That monster is dead now. And then I skipped the other half of this dialogue with the directional keys, of course. Leaving the apartment. Is there a poster on the wall here? Morning always comes. It's corny, but it's true. But if your eyes are closed, it always feels like night. That's the hero's line from this movie. I always liked that line, but now it just seems stupid. And the movie is called Unknotter, apparently. Oh, there's creepy dolls. I don't remember exactly when, but I think I got this doll at a garbage sale. I still like it, but there's nothing I can do with it right now. I'm exhausted, but I don't think I can sleep now. Oh, this is Heather's fucking room, isn't it? I got a stun gun. I got a stun gun battery. This is my dresser. I don't need to change. I'll leave it alone. Anything else we can check out? Yeah, bathroom, I guess. Wow, she's got her own bathroom? Holy shit. Rich kids. All rich people. Or whatever. Ooh, we can check out the... Okay, if we check out the, like, the lazy boy chair in which Dad was dead in, Heather says, liar. Kitchen is all dark. There's nothing to do in the kitchen. I'm not hungry at all. Who could eat something in a situation like this? True. I don't eat when stressed either. Okay, I think this is how we leave the apartment. I can't reach anybody, not the police or the church. Weird. When we check out the phone. Okay, we're out, back out in the hallway. Still the music keeps on looping away. I'll save. Yeah, good old, not at all creepy save sound. Overriding that old save, even though it's the same spot. And the music keeps going. Okay, whatever. Let's leave and drive to Silent Hill, I guess. I suppose Silent Hill is just gonna be like the end chapter, not like, oh, this is part two of the video game. But what do I know? Leaving. Oh, this is where the building is. I don't think I need to go out there. What? So where do we go? I don't need to be here. Besides, there's no one around. Where? What? Where do we go then? How do we leave building? We don't have a map of this. Okay, more doors that don't really go anywhere. I don't need to go upstairs, besides Douglas is waiting outside. Yeah, so how do I get outside? I don't have a map. Please. Oh, here, it says that. Nope, this, fuck, this is back into the apartment. I don't need to be here. Fuck. Here we go. Found it, I think. Yes, there's a long loading screen. And cutscene. There's Thomas Douglas in front of the car.
I just met some guy named Vincent.
Vincent?
Vincent?
Vincent.
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 Sure.
I'm not sure.
He said when we get to Silent Hill to look for a guy named Leonard. And he gave me this map.
Oh, a map of Silent Hill. That's so nice. Thank
what
you.
What do you
want to
do?
The voice acting.
We've got no other choice.
What do you want to do?
Here, take this too.
What's this?
A book?
Your father was holding it.
Simple Works. To my dear daughter. Oh shit. There's a black screen. I don't know what we're hearing. Like car sounds, I guess. we ever gonna see a moving car in this video game? Yes, we are. Okay. Dramatic angle of people driving in car. People being Heather and whoever the fuck, Douglas Adams. It did start raining. I should just shut up.
What's the deal with Silent Hill anyway?
That's a good question.
Nice, quiet little town. But now,
you've been there?
Once, on a missing persons case. Never did find him. But I'll tell you, that's one screwed up town. My line of work, you hear a lot of nasty rumors.
I was born and raised there.
Oh, what the fuck?
Sorry. I didn't mean to offend you.
No offense taken.
The way she's talking is giving me fucking shivers. Oh, I love this song. I love all the songs from this fucking video game series.
Anyway, I thought you grew up in Portland. What's wrong? Feeling sick?
My head's pounding like the worst hangover ever.
Maybe your car's sick.
No. I'm just trying to remember.
Oh, I love this song.
My childhood. Something terrible happened in Silent Hill 17 years ago. A woman named Dahlia. She tried to summon the ancient god of the town. She offered up her very own daughter.
That's crazy.
Maybe so, but it worked. Gave birth to a god. You see, that girl had special powers.
Powers?
Her classmates called her a witch. She could make things happen with her mind. She could kill people just by wishing for it. My father, Harry Mason. I guess it wasn't much of a god if it could be killed by a human being.
Harry Mason.
I think Claudia's trying to do the same thing again.
The protagonist of the first game? Is that...
And I've been chosen as the sacrifice.
Is that how that works?
You've got some kind of power in you, too.
After the god was killed, the girl reappeared. She was holding a baby in her arms. Before she died, she gave the baby to my father. I never had a chance to tell you how happy you made me.
All right. I wish this game would still go on like forever. It's so fun to just experience all this. Like, oh, more cutscene. We're in an apartment.
You check out the hospital.
Okay. Yeah, love to check out hospitals in Silent Hill.
Gonna be okay alone?
I'm not a child, you know. Are you sure it's not you who's afraid to be alone?
You're right. I am afraid. I'm 50-something years old. Never seen nothing like this. I still feel like I'm dreaming.
More like a nightmare, I'd say.
Yeah. I want to wake up and have a smoke already. Meet me back here when you finish looking around the hospital. Okay?
Roger.
Roger. We were sitting on a bed, by the way. We're in some kind of apartment. Yeah. And we're back in control, and the music stopped, and we can save. Hooray. That's got to be a coincidence. But still, that's pretty weird. Who could have done this? She says upon checking out the loud save symbol. Now saving. Motel. Okay. I'm gonna get some chocolate. Just give me a second. You'll have this nice background music for a sec. Just relax. So I guess it's finally time to give you the update on me. With loud fucking footsteps. I'm gonna check out the map meanwhile and stuff. Oh cool, it's actually the map of Silent Hill. Like the same one from Silent Hill fucking 2. That's awesome. We're in Jack's Inn. We have to go to Brockhaven Hospital. I had no idea that you actually end up in Silent Hill in this video game. That's awesome. So last episode I recorded being like, oh, I wonder how different I sound from the first time I recorded Silent Hill 3. Because that was like 1.5 years ago or something like that. So you could basically see all the change in my voice that came just through like practice, right? And now I actually had voice surgery in between the last episode and this one, so Silent Hill 3 episode 2 and now episode 3. And that's what you're hearing right now. The thing is, the surgery's only been like 11 days ago, so I actually was at the doctor's yesterday because I freaked out and I had it checked and stuff, and they confirmed that everything was fine but still swollen and stuff. So they said what you're hearing right now, that's not the final result and whatever. Like, but also the thing is, like, I had to shut up for about a week after the surgery. Which I didn't. I tried to as good as I could, but I still talked a bit. And during that time, I was like, oh my god, I sound perfect. I'm so fucking happy and whatever. And then as the days went by, and especially then 2 days ago on Sunday, I was like, holy shit, I sound like I sounded before the surgery again, like it reworded, and I'm not happy anymore. I was so happy, I sounded so great, and now I sound like not particularly great anymore. Is what I thought yesterday and the day before. That's why I freaked out yesterday and I went to the clinic again to have them check it, because I thought, like, I don't know, the sutures came undone or something. But they confirmed that everything was fine. They said it was too early to make any kind of judgments and to come back in like 2 weeks. So it's still the case that I'm like not that happy anymore with the results, that I think like, I don't sound like passingly female or whatever. But having them tell me that everything is just fine from like the way they're expecting things to go, I'm like okay for the time being, but I'm also, you know, like not mega happy right now, but that's fine. That's fine. Still, I wanted to record this to just, like, you know, have this kind of time capsule thing. And then maybe I'll record again in a couple of weeks, see how it sounds then. And then maybe I'll have another surgery at some point and record again after that or whatever. You know, there's also more than surgeries. I could do voice training again. And I actually made an appointment in like a week with an old voice coach I used to have to check in with them. Yeah, that's how that's been going. And I just went out the motel door, now in front of the motel, basically on the street. It's fucking foggy as shit, as it is in Silent Hill. Like, I have about a draw distance of 2 meters, maybe 3. And it's awesome. I'm so fucking happy to be in Silent Hill right now. Oh my god. Nobody ever said that, by the way. Who would ever be happy to be in Silent Hill? People die there and shit's fucked up and whatever. But I'm gonna equip my katana. And my fedora. And we'll take off. I'm just gonna, I don't know, walk. Wait, did I just actually go in a circle? No way. Did that happen? It did. What the fuck? Okay. Huh? I went out the motel door. I went to the right. There was a wall there. So I went to the right some more. Wait, now I'm totally fucking turned around. And this is weird. Okay, so it wasn't. Yeah, okay, so we have room 106. And there's like more condos here. And I was in front of a exactly the same looking condo, but it's room 103. And I was like, huh? How the fuck did I walk in a circle? But I didn't actually, just looked exactly the same. Okay, there's a whole bunch of doors here to other apartments, and this one reads office. But I can't even interact with them for Heather to say, this door is locked from the other side, or the lock is broken, or whatever. Nothing. Weird. Okay, I'm walking around. And you can see our location on the map at all times. That's very helpful. Imagine it would be like a, you know, like an actual map where you don't get to see where you are on the map. That would be a little problematic, maybe. Okay, cool. This feels just like I'm playing Silent Hill 2 with a Heather skin. That's fun. I didn't know. I'm so happy. I don't need to go there. That's the wrong place to be. Okay, where did I go? Oh, okay. I went to Rosewater Park. That's not where Heather needs to go at all. We need to go to the hospital. And actually, here's a problem. My voice still needs to heal. So I should probably stop this episode right here. I can't talk that long. You know, at this kind of volume and intensity and whatever at the moment. Uh, Oh, okay, also... Well, I shouldn't be talking that much anymore, but fuck, this is a weird problem. I have to make a decision. Because there's all kinds of different, like, pitches I could talk at or whatever, but... It's... In a setting like this, it's, like, not possible to showcase this, I think. So, okay. Let this have been that. I'm gonna go back to the apartment and save. And who knows, maybe... No, actually, you know what? I'm not gonna go back to the apartment and save. I'm just gonna keep playing. Ah, oh, fuck off. Ah! Oh my god! Fuck you. Fucking dogs scared the shit out of me. Fuck you. Oh my god. Yeah, I'm gonna keep playing a little bit. And the next time, I'm gonna update you on what you've missed and shit. And you know how this Let's Play goes. Okay, hitting pause. And I'll see you next time. Goodbye. I hope you enjoyed this, whoever listened to this. Bye-bye.